Now, you took me out stargazing a little bit earlier this week to look at something very special that's been reaching its peak this week, and that's the annual Perseid meteor shower, which are hundreds of shooting stars. But what are shooting stars? And if you don't have your own astronomer on hand to take you out looking, what's the best way to observe them? Here's Dave Ansell and Alex Parkin-Smith with this week's Quickfire Science.
Shooting stars or meteors are streaks of light in the night sky that move rapidly and usually last for no more than a second or two.
They appear when tiny pebble-sized pieces of space rock collide with the Earth's atmosphere, compressing the air in front of them and heating it up.
They are moving at tens of kilometres a second, so they can heat up to over 1,700 degrees Celsius, which ionises the air and forms a glowing fireball.
Shooting stars can be seen every few minutes on any night.
But at certain times of year, many more are seen, as the Earth travels through the trails of debris left behind by comets.
Meteors that appear during these showers appear to shoot out of a particular direction in the sky. This is because they're all travelling in the same direction along the comet's orbit.
Meteor showers each have unique characteristics that depend upon the size and speed of the debris left behind by particular comets.
The Perseid shower is one of the best known because it reliably produces around 80 meteors an hour, some of which are very bright.
If you're going out to observe, you don't need any special equipment. Just find a comfortable spot, stare at the sky, and wait.
But don't forget that it will take a few minutes for your eyes to adapt to the dark. Find the darkest place you can, and if the moon's up, try and hide it behind a building.
If you're really lucky, you might see a fireball, exceptionally large meteors that can be as bright as the moon and leave glowing trails behind them that persist for up to a minute.
Though don't wish for too much. A meteorite hit near the town of Chelyabinsk in Siberia this February, weighing about 10,000 tonnes, the shockwave from which smashed over 7,000 windows, injuring at least 1,500 people.
That was Dave Ansell and Alex Parkin-Smith.